Hello again, and welcome to online worship with Johnson Memorial United Methodist Church. Again, I'm Pastor Terry. I'm so glad you've chosen to join us in this online worship. Today, we remember the baptism of our Lord, and we celebrate that, among other ways, by hearing the sacred stories and singing songs and sharing together also in the reaffirmation of the baptismal covenant. So we have water, and we have fellowship. Even though we are apart from each other, the Spirit makes us one. And so I invite you to let your heart and your mind and all that you are be together with us in spirit as we worship God now.
Good morning. My name is Diane Fagans, and I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version this morning in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Hello. My name is Debbie McGinnis, and today I'll be reading Psalm 29, a psalm of David. You divine beings, give to the Lord, glory and power. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bow down to the Lord in holy splendor. The Lord's voice is over the waters. The glorious God thunders. The Lord is over the mighty waters. The Lord's voice is strong. The Lord's voice is majestic. The Lord's voice breaks cedar trees. Yes, the Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon jump around like a young bull, makes Sirion jump around like a young wild ox. The Lord's voice unleashes fiery flames. The Lord's voice shakes the wilderness. Yes, the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice convulses the oaks, strips the forest bare, but in his temple everyone shouts, "Glory!" The Lord sits enthroned over the floodwaters. The Lord sits enthroned, King forever. Let the Lord give strength to his people. Let the Lord bless his people with peace. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
As we prepare to go to God in prayer, I invite you to remember those who are on our virtual bulletin list. We give thanks to God for those in our church family who had celebrations, including birthdays this past week, and for those also who had concerns, and we lift them all up to the light of God's love. Let us go to God in prayer now. Most holy God, we come to you and our hearts always include both blessing and praise and also concern. So we come to you with thanksgiving for the good that we have received, for the ways in which you have shaped us and spoken to us and been with us. We thank you for all the blessings that we have in our lives. We come also with the concerns of our heart for those who are sick, for those who mourn, for those who are in difficult situations, keeping others safe while they put themselves in harm's way, for those who are caregivers, for those who just care and have experienced heartbreak because of that. For all those things, we lift them up to the light of your love. And we come to you now with our praise and our prayers. and our thanks, but also our petitions and our concerns. We bring them to you now, and we share them together, and we pray together with thanksgiving for Jesus, whose baptism we celebrate today, and who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning. I'm Josie Fisher, and I will be doing today's scripture reading. Today's scripture comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 4 through 11, and I will be reading from the Common English Bible. John the Baptist was in the wilderness calling for people to be baptized to show that they were changing their hearts and lives and wanted God to forgive their sins. Everyone in Judea and all the people of Jerusalem went out to the Jordan River and were being baptized by John as they confessed their sins. John wore clothes made of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. He announced, "One stronger than I am is coming after me. I'm not even worthy to bend over and loosen the strap of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." About that time, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. While he was coming up out of the water, Jesus saw heaven splitting open and the Spirit, like a dove, coming down on him. And there was a voice from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
And now we come to the congregational reaffirmation of the baptismal covenant. Traditionally, we share in this part of the service on the Sunday when we remember Jesus' baptism. And so wherever you are today, I invite you to think again about the questions, about the vows, about your own baptism. Remember and be grateful to God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. And so I ask each of you, on behalf of the church, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and the power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Let us join together then in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. And do you believe in the Holy Spirit, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And now we take water. Pour it into the baptismal font. With also this beautiful symbolic flowing water coming down. And now we pray this prayer of thanksgiving over the water. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark water and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit, and by this gift of water, call to our remembrance the grace declared to us in our baptism. For you have washed away our sins, and you clothe us with righteousness throughout our lives, that dying and rising with Christ, we may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. And now, my friends, wherever you are, remember your baptism and be thankful. The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. As we prepare to offer ourselves and our gifts to God today, I remind you that we are called to love our neighbor. And as we do that, we do it in many ways. So hopefully you will pray for people and you will love them and you will reach out to them in the ways you can. And if you have resources, please give those as well so that we can continue to help others. Let us offer ourselves and our gifts to God now. And now may God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep you now and evermore. Amen.